Now, there is much relief as people get their second dose of the vaccine, and Mary O'Rourke got hers yesterday. She's on the line now. Mary, how are you?
How are you, Catherine? Lovely to talk with you.
Lovely to talk with you too. So, how are you feeling?
Great. Nothing wrong. I felt a bit of an ache in my left arm, but it's gone.
Okay.
No, fine, yeah. Thank goodness it's all over and I've had my two vaccines.
So, it being April Fool's Day as well, when you got the call up, when you got the phone call.
I said, oh, this is a big fat joke. But it wasn't. It was for real. And there were quite a few there of my age group getting it yesterday. Mm. And it was very swift and well done and executed and away we went. Mm. But honestly, I'm so happy to have it over me.
I know. And really, what, you know, in 2 weeks' time, it will have fully taken effect for you. So what does that mean for you? I mean, how is that going to change?
Well, what is going to change is, first of all, I'll meet my children, my grandchildren. I've two sons, one in Dublin and one in Athlone. And the one in Athlone has four children. Mm. And I haven't seen any of them since the big lockdown. They sometimes come in with Angus. That's my son. He brings me in some food and newspapers and things like that. And they would stay out in the garden and wave in at me. Mm. But I'm so longing to have a big hug, a good tight hug from them. And that's what I'm looking forward to, mostly.
Yeah.
And then able to go out in my car. And now I think they're lifting it from 5 kilometres. Doesn't matter. The Hudson Bay fits into the 5 kilometres. So I'll drive out there in my car. I won't interact with anybody. Mm. I'll sit in the car with my book and a newspaper and look out at the lovely lake water and the ducks and children playing and all that kind of thing. And that would be fabulous.
Mm.
That's where I was brought up, in the Hudson Bay. And then I'll come back in home and I'll be so different. So gradually, I hope, Catherine, it's going to open up, you know.
Mm. And I mean, for you, I know, and I've been, you know, keeping up and reading bits and pieces that you've done. I know the rugby on the TV has kept you sane, keeping up with politics, the radio, all sorts of bits and pieces. When things open up altogether, Mary, what are you looking forward to?
Well, when things open up altogether, I'm looking forward to meeting my two sons and daughters-in-law, and maybe when they really, really open up, that we can have an outdoor meal somewhere, because I think that's on the cards in June, May, June.
What about getting the hair done?
Oh, the hair. Oh, if you saw my photograph in the paper today, my hair is a show.
Ah.
It is. It's the length of it. You know, I never had long hair. And I'd love to get a scissors, but I'd be terrified I'd do wrong. No, hairdressers are my number one go-to.
I don't know
when they're opening up. I think it's in May.
Yes.
September.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing, just when I was reading the piece in the Indo, your article today, one of the funny things that came up was people's ages. With this vaccine, people's ages are being revealed. So there was a lot of people.
I think that's terribly funny, because sometimes maybe they want to, quite rightly, a lot of people, particularly women, don't go around saying, I'm this age and I'm this age. I always knew everyone in Athlone would know my age. But suddenly, you know people's age if they're doing from 80 to 85 and you hear such and such a person has had the vaccine. So you know roughly what age they are. So that's a kind of a great revelation.
Well, you know
like.
What? It reminded me, my Nana, God rest her, she's passed away, but she got into awful trouble. She used to always lie about her age, right? Because she never liked admitting the age that she was.
And it came
to some sort of insurance problem. She had to produce two documents and she'd actually altered her birth. So her birth cert and her passport didn't match.
I know. Well, she had her come up and then she, yes.
Honest to God. Come here, what are you doing for Easter? Do you have a visitor penciled in or is your son able to...
Oh, no, you can't have a visitor. Oh, you can't. So you're not allowed to have them.
But anyone dropping you in anything?
Oh, yes, my son will be.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, he will. Oh, he's just so good. Everyone should have sons. Now, I know you've a lovely little daughter. Mm. How is she?
She is great, Mary, to be honest. And we feel very lucky that
she's... How old is she now?
She was 3 last week. So she had her second lockdown birthday last week.
Was she 3?
She was 3, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's and where the year has gone, you know, like so many people.
I know, I saw her on the TV with you.
Yes.
Last summer, and that was a lovely series, an absolutely lovely one.
Do you know, we were very blessed to get out and about when we did.
And to have the programme done.
Yes.
But you've all sorts of other programmes. From time to time, I might tune into your programme where you're people losing weight. Mm-hmm. You know that one?
Yes, and Operation Transformation.
And you'd there's one or two of them you'd really feel they had done so good, and then when the week would come and they had lost nothing, their faces, oh my God.
And I think this year particularly there was a lot of people who could resonate with that, you know, we're all trying to put more of a focus on our health.
Can I ask you,
Mary, speaking of that, now that you're vaccinated, can you meet another vaccinated person in your home?
Well, you see, I don't particularly want to meet another vaccinated person. Hello, Eileen, how are you? How is your vaccine? Mm. Fine. And Mary, how is your vaccine? I mean, you want to meet people you know and love and can converse with. I don't think there's any great kudos out of meeting another 83-year-old who was doubly vaccinated, except I know her very well. Do you know what I mean?
I know. You want your own around you as soon as possible.
Oh, yes. And I've a couple of good men friends that I converse a lot with on telephone, and we read books together and all that sort of thing. So it's those kind of people I'd love to meet, and my family, of course. Mm. No, I don't see any big kudos in meeting somebody who has been through, only I'm so glad that they've had it satisfactorily, but I wouldn't have anything in common, perhaps, apart from the fact that we both got the two jabs.
Yeah. Well, look, it's great that you have, and great to hear you, as always, in good form. And
well,
that
it's lovely to talk with you. I was delighted when Niamh, who was on this morning to me, one of your researchers, said it would be you, and I said, oh, that's lovely, because I don't know why I admire you a lot, and then you got married and then you had the lovely baby girl, so it's all working out for you, isn't it?
It is, and I'm very lucky and I'm very grateful. Come here, I don't know if you were listening to me before you came on the phone. We were talking about Irish phrases and Irish sayings, and there's people have been texting in here. Louise has said her mother used to say, if you fell in love with a dung heap, you wouldn't see a dirty straw in it. Another one from Trish. God writes in crooked lines. I haven't heard that one either.
No, I haven't either. No.
And another one, Graham. Help yourself. God helps those who help themselves, and God help anyone I catch helping themselves. That's a good one.
I have heard that one before. Tell me, are you planning, if things come right, are you planning a summer tour again, maybe?
Please, God. Yeah, it looks like if we can get up and running that the show will be coming back again. Nothing definite yet. But listen, I think there was a great reaction to it last year because, you know, we're all staycationing. So it was great to see Ireland in all its glory.
It is indeed. And particularly you were doing it in such a practical fashion. You know, everybody could sort of have an affinity with that, and there was your lovely daughter and you touring Ireland.
Would you do a camper van holiday yourself, Mary?
No, I wouldn't. I like a bit of comfort now. I am the age I am, and I don't think I would suit. I don't think a camper van would suit me, and I don't think I'd suit it. But I did in my day, we did, and caravans, and the boys, when they were young, we were great for a caravan in Connemara, and we loved that. There's a great freedom in that kind of outdoor.
Great holiday. Well, listen, happy Easter to you. You look after yourself.
Same to you, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Absolutely, Mary.
God bless you.
God bless. Mind yourself. Bye-bye. That's Mary O'Rourke there. And just a reminder, reminder, we're going to be doing our quiz again after 4 o'clock. And the number that you need to call is 1850 715 900. That's 1850 715 900. And to qualify, you just have to answer, what is today traditionally called? All right, let's take another quick break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.